Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. I locked in my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free. Such conviction in who he was, he would not be moved. Someone stepped out of the crowd and said, "Are you Martin Luther King?" He said, "Yes, I am," and the well-dressed man spit on him. King took off and wipe the hate from the suit. He gave it back to the man and said, "I believe this belongs to you. I will lift you up. Do what I can do. I see your heart. I know your pain. was you all this time,
give you back a love that's real. Because I believe this belongs to you. I believe this belongs to you, Esther Nicholson, praying us in, praying us forward. Reminding us to stand on holy ground, reminding us that we are, in fact, on holy ground. That no matter what's going on in external circumstances, no matter what people are so-called doing to you, you can be rooted in what you know. And remind yourself that, oh, you're trying to teach me that I am love. You're pushing my button so I can turn on the light because I am the light. Thank you. I will lift you up for reminding me that I am an angel in disguise. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference in this world right where you are. You can occupy or be somewhere else and still occupy the consciousness of truth so that change is taking place. Because change is the only thing that's constant and is going to happen no matter what. Life is always seeking balance. So there are those of us who are holding the prayer consciousness. There are those of us who are meditating. There are those of us who are in the front line, so to speak. But really, we're all on the front line. We just have different assignments. Balancing this planet. Being the example of love and truth. Regardless of what you're being told or not. You can surrender. Because you know God is in control. Life knows what it wants. All you've got to do is to let go. Let go. And let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'm excited. I am full. I am grateful. I'm grateful. I am beautiful. I am full, period. I trust that you are. I trust that all is well with you. Even if you're going through and growing through a challenge, even if you're having a new insight about yourself, a new realization of something that may not feel good, in this moment, I know all is truly well. I welcome you and I thank you for just committing to yourself, for your own personal growth, for your own transformation. Because what you do individually affects the collective. Why? Because there's only one of us here. Many expressions, different extensions of source, but there's only one of us here. One power, one presence, one love, one life. Expressing itself, expressing herself, expressing himself as you. It is good to have you here. Today we are talking about spiritual surrender. What is that all about? What is spiritual surrender? Nah, I'm not into that, man. I like to make sure I'm in control. I gotta be in control. Ooh, how immature are you? You know, some people think spiritual surrender is about giving up and resignation and feeling defeated. You know, because we associate it with war when you go to battle. You're trying to fight for yourself, fight for your freedom, fight for something you believe in, fight for whatever you're fighting for. But then through your spiritual growth and transformation, through cultivating a loving relationship with the divine, you can remind yourself, wait a minute, there's no battle here. What am I fighting for? What am I defending? Truth needs no defense. Let me get my together. When I get my together, then I can have a shift in consciousness. It's all about a shift in consciousness, folks. No matter what, you can hold on to that but you're going to shift no matter what. That F is going to fall into that stuff that hits the fan. And when the F falls into the stuff that hits the fan, you have a shift. The F represents freedom. After a while, you get tired of keep doing the same old, you know what? Oh, Lord, Ash, I think I need to do a show one day where I just say, okay, whatever comes out is just coming out. But you know what I mean, because I don't even have to say it, because you can hear it. There's only one of us. I so want to go there. I don't know why, but I don't know if I should surrender to saying that word. I better not. Let me use wisdom, because they already know what you're saying, life coach. They already know that hits the fan, and then you look up, and it's all over the place, and you're like, okay, I surrender to my greater yet to be. I know something good is seeking to be birthed. I know there's a lesson here. The number is 347-426-3346. I want to welcome all of you that are listening, those I can see in the chat room, those I can't see, those of you on the phone line, welcome, welcome. Those of you that are listening on the archive, I truly appreciate you. We are so, so grateful for what you're doing, for coming back, listening to the show, sharing the show, liking the show, and the radio network. Just we're grateful. We see the numbers increasing every month. I am so, so grateful for you. Together, we're changing the world. One word at a time. One conversation at a time. It's simple. It's really simple to change this world. All we've got to do is develop a loving relationship with the divine, with God, with Source, with life. And just your realization that you're one with God, you're one with unconditional love, if you find yourself not being unconditionally loving, you can say, wait a minute, my identity is unconditional love. Why am I showing up like this? Oh, I know why. There's some things I need to heal. Oh, I understand. I give you back a love that's real. I believe this belongs to you. I used to tell a story that you messed my life up. I used to tell everybody to say how horrible you are, but wait a minute, I'm giving you back a love that's real. Because I know you're here to teach me. You're here to be the mirror to reflect to myself who I am. 347-426-3346 is the number. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear your whatever you're going through and growing through. What comes up for you when you think of spiritual surrender? Are you when you surrender, do you wait till you can't do anything and you tried everything you know to do? And you say, okay, God, I give up. Spiritual surrender is much more than that. It's about spiritual maturity. We'll talk more about that. Glenda is in the house. Electra is in the house. Kefra is in the house. Tamara Joy, the joyful one, is in the house. Silent listeners disguised as guests. Thank you all for being here. I know, that's right. Electra said, I released the idea of fighting because I know now I can stand. That's so true. And you will not release the idea to fight until you realize there's nothing to fight for. Because when you stand, you're standing on truth. When you stand on truth, you know all is well. It's kind of like when you go to a restaurant. We have a waiter. A waiter waits on you to hear what you're ordering. In the Bible, it says, wait on the Lord and he will renew your strength. It doesn't mean just stand there and say, okay, God, whenever you're ready, wait. When the waiter comes to you in the restaurant, they're there, present, to say, I got pen and paper. What do you need? I'm waiting on you. What do you need? Just tell me. Until you tell me what you need, if you need more time, I'll come back. So when you wait on God, you're saying, God, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm available. I surrender. God, I'm listening. What? Just tell me. Just tell me. I'm ready. So wait on the Lord, and she will renew your strength. So then there's nothing to fight because you stand on truth. You stand on what you know. Now, here's the thing. You stand on what you know. Even if sometimes you struggle with walking what you know to be truth. If you can just catch the idea intellectually and saying, okay, I'm nervous, I'm scared. I know I'm supposed to wait on the Lord and listen for what God is trying to say to me and through me, but I'm scared. Oh, I don't know. But you can still, but you can remind yourself that God is all there is. And you play around with that. Love is all there is. You use affirmation. I am supported by a friendly universe. There's nothing that is happening to me or for me that is to my detriment. Now, this may feel painful. I may feel like I want to run. It may trigger me. I may be scared. I may be afraid. I may even think I don't have what it takes. I may even think that I'm not worthy. But I can mentally, intellectually, hold on to the truth and affirm that right where I am, God is. The light and love of God surrounds me. The light and love of God enfolds me, protects me, guides me in every moment, even now. In that place, it's easy to let go. Easier, let's say that. Because sometimes you could be feeling the tremble inside of you. You could be having a soul quake. Not an earthquake, because it's happening inside of you. A soul quake. But you're holding on to the truth. You're repeating the affirmation. You're doing whatever you need to do to keep you moving. You're focusing your mind on what you want. You step into the end result and say, oh, I am scared blankless. You know, that word again is trying to come out. That word is trying to come out. But I'm not going to surrender to that. That's one thing I'm not going to do. Oh, wow. I don't know. Maybe I will. We'll see. Maybe I need to just come up with an acronym for that word because it's trying to come out. But you're scared blankless. It's that word that starts with an S. But anyway, moving right along. In your fear, you wait on the Lord. In your fear, you say, okay, God, I'm afraid. I'm scared. I don't know how. I feel I'm going to be judged. I'm already being judged and criticized. But I am waiting. I am listening. I've got pen and paper. Tell me what to do. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The topic, the title is Spiritual Surrender. Are you ready to let go? Did you know that you've been fired? You are no more the manager of the universe. God said, it's okay, boo. I got this. I got this, shouty. I got this. You can relax. You can let go. Let me do what I do. Because, boy, when I do what I do, even you will be impressed. I know you like to be in control, but let me just do it through you, brother. I got you. Come on, man. I'm G-O-D. You better represent. And oh, I got to represent. I got to represent who God is. Okay, great. I'm available. I surrender. Life is good. It's getting better. Let's give you some announcements. But before I do that, let me tell you where you can find out more about Esther Nicholson, who brought us in with that beautiful song, I Believe This Belongs to You. You can go to her website, beautiful spiritual practitioner who's doing wonderful things, Esther Nicholson, S-E-S-T-E-R, spelled differently, E-S-T-E-R, Nicholson is N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N.com. She's on Facebook as well, just beautiful singer and doing great works with the 12 steps, and we're working on getting her over this side as she does her thing, growing and expanding, talking about freedom now. Freedom now, that's what it is, freedom now. Some other announcements, October 4th, that's a Tuesday. Is that next week? I don't know. Let's see. Where's my calendar? Help me out here. I think it's next week. Is it? I don't know. It's coming soon. Just mark your calendar. Your calendar will tell you when. Yeah, it is next week. Boy, gee, wow. Can you believe that? Right now, I just live in one big day. My whole, it's just one day. That just, in that day, I go to bed, I wake up, and it's one long day. October 4th, 1 p.m., not 12 p.m., 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Dr. Darren Wiseman joining us. He's a holistic practitioner. No, yeah, well, that too. But he's a holistic physician and a practitioner because he practices. He expresses himself. He's the author of Infinite Love and Gratitude. Think about that for a minute. That's an affirmation by itself. Infinite Love and Gratitude. And then the day after that, the 5th of October, or October 5th, depending on where you are in the world. Spiritual tag team with a psychic and a life coach. I wonder what that theme is going to be that day. We've had a theme on relationship, we've had a theme on jobs. Who knows? Maybe the theme would be, I don't know. We'll see what it is. We just have to wait. Don't try and speculate. Just let it be. Yes, my co-host for that show is Betty Pegues, who is also my co-producer, doing what she does very effortlessly, quietly, sometimes, behind the scenes. Maya Ross, and I am Frazier. thank you, Betty, for all you do. If you want to find out more about Betty Pegues and the wonderful work and different tools on helping you in meditation and aligning your chakras and pulling cards and all this stuff, Betty's undercover, you know. She's an undercover agent. But we know who she is. If you want to find out more about her, you can go to her website. It's bettypegues.weebly.com. Betty, PEGUES.weebly. That's WEEBLE.com. And if you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website. It's lifecoachade.com. Lifecoachade.com is where I'm at. Well, yeah, I'm there too. I'm everywhere, evenly present. Just like the one who birthed me through, who created me. What's going on in your world? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You know I got to bring you something from Sacred Yes in a minute. Spiritual surrender. What is it all about? We hear it. Surrender. Just surrender. Just let go. And the person you're talking to might respond and say, yeah, I know, but it's easier said than done. Woo! Actually, it's easier done than said. Because if you just surrender, you don't have to worry about talking about it. Because if you have to explain spiritual surrender to people, people say, well, I get it, but that's too much work. It's easier done than said. Just do it. Spiritual surrender. We're all at different levels of consciousness. And where you are is where you are. Where you are is where you need to be. So when you can even surrender to that, when you can let go and say, okay, what is happening right here, right now is what's supposed to be happening. What's the lesson? What's the gift? What's the blessing right here? I refuse to push against because I know pushing against this moment, I'm simply pushing against my good. So spiritual surrender is recognizing that everything that you're going through and growing through, it's for your good. I don't care what you call it. A sickness, an illness, a transition, a death, bankruptcy, foreclosure, being fired, an accident, abuse, molestation, recession. Must I continue? You get the picture. If we can see, if we choose to see all of it through the eyes of God, through the eyes of the divine, through the eyes of the Creator, we will see that there is a bigger meaning. We will experience the blessing. We will, like my sister was reminding us the other day, Electra, we will activate the God consciousness as us, within us. The truth is, we're actually in God. I get that God is within us. That has a sort of power to it. But think about it. Just think about it. Just sit with this idea. Think of the idea of God is within you and see how that feels. Feel it. God is within you. Yeah, you have some power. Now, think of this. You being in God. That you are in God. For me, that I get a sense of being hugged by God, by the universe, being embraced by love, being embraced by life. Just just doing something here. Stay with me. The idea of God being in me sometimes makes me think I have to do something. I have to do to allow God out. Now, I'm not saying one is better than the other. Sometimes, depending on what you're going through and growing through, that idea of God being in you could be just what you need. But then, there might be another time when you say, wait a minute, I am in God. Because God is everywhere, evenly present. Even this surgery that I'm about to go through, it's all God. I release. I let go. I release. I let go. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. We welcome you. We welcome you. Sister, serious, it's nice to see you being playful. Let's see what Tamara said in the chat room here. Tamara said, I haven't previewed it or pre-read it, so I'm going to read it live, live and direct from the chat room. I think you can create blessings from the raw material of life. I love that. But don't agree that some of the things that happen inherently have meaning or reason for happening. Good. You're right. You're right. Tamara says she doesn't agree that some of the things that happen inherently have a meaning or reason for happening. You're right. Who am I to tell you no? Who am I to disagree with you? Who am me? Who am I? Who am me? Yeah, I like that. Who am me? Who am I to say you're wrong? Because all it is, we're all on this planet to express the different point of view. How are you viewing life? How are you viewing God? Share your point of view so I can see something different. But I will say this, even though it could sound like a disagreement, I'm not. I'm just giving you a different point of view. There is a reason why something happens. It could be just as simple because someone thought it. That happens because someone had a thought about it. That could be a reason. Now, I want to play with that meaning thing that you're talking about, Tamara. Really, life itself is empty and meaningless. What did he just say? He said, I don't know about you. I don't know what he's talking about, but he said life is empty and meaningless. Life has no meaning. I know I had some of you until then. You're like, he lost his mind. But those of you who know me say, okay, let's just stay. He's kind of making it sound like he's making this earth-shattering statement. But we know him. He's going to explain himself in a minute. No, I won't. I'm going to take a break. Actually, I am going to take a break. I want to keep you holding. I want to keep you holding. I want to keep you waiting. I want you to sit with that. Life is empty and meaningless. And feel free to call in 347-426. I want to play today. I'm surrendering to what is. Yes. And you better not disagree with me. I dare you to disagree with me that life is empty and meaningless. Life has no meaning. Life means nothing. No, I'm serious. I'm seriously joking. I'm really serious. Yeah, I want to play a little bit. Let me take a break. We'll be right back. That's kind of like, you know when you... I'm laughing at myself being silly. And that's why I love me. I'm a nutcase. You know? It's fun. It's exciting. Life Conversations Radio, we're here to stimulate thoughts. I dare you to disagree with me. I don't know what just happened. Something just happened, but I'm just going to let it be. I'm going to just let it do what it do. 347-426-3346. Ooh, Lord. Okay, you better take a break quick before you tell them what you really mean. Life Conversations Radio, we dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Yes, we are back. How do we even say we are back on radio and television? We never went anywhere. And even when you make your transition, you never go anywhere. You're just right where you are, more expanded. But anyway, I digress. So, before the break, I was chatting rubbish, like we say in England. I was chatting rubbish, talking about life is empty and meaningless. What is that all about? What's wrong with this guy? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And before I tell you what I mean, we want to ask you, go call some, you're going to need some backup on this one. So share the show with your friends. We're seeking to increase our listenership. We ask you to share with at least 10 people, your friends, your family, your coworkers. Let them know about Life Conversations Radio by tweeting the show, texting, sharing on social networks, and also following Life Conversations Radio on Blog Talk Radio. I know that's a mouthful, but it's all about partnership. We need Blog Talk Radio, and Blog Talk Radio needs Life Conversations Radio. Or else. That's it. Nothing else. And make sure you like the page as well. So before the break, I was talking stuff. I was saying something about, actually, there's something else I want to do, but I can't remember what it is. Oh, I think read the statement that Electra was saying in the chat, but I won't say that yet. Those of you who are listening as guests, if you want to interact in the chat room, make sure you register with our partner, Blog Talk Radio, so you can interact in the chat room, or you can simply call in. Good Lord, I can hear you guys. I can hear the thoughts in your heads. Whew, let me just say what I'm saying. So those of you who are guests, register with Blog Talk Radio so you can interact in the chat room, or simply call in 347-426-3346. Life is empty and meaningless. That's right. I said it. This is not fun. You guys are not taking me serious. I can just feel you guys not taking me serious. You're listening, but you know that I'm going to bring something around, and you're going to say, oh, I see it. Or maybe you won't see it. Okay, what I mean by that. So, okay, I'm going to take a call before I tell you. Are you getting frustrated? Let it go. Surrender. All is well. But I know my listeners. You know I'm not. Let's take a call. Celeste, you're alive. What's going on in your world?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay.
Can you hear you?
I'm trying to figure it out because usually you're my mirror. But you're talking about life is meaningless. You better break that down before I get back up, please.
As a matter of fact, for my benefit, go get back up now.
Oh, for real? Oh, you want that? Okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, man. Hello. Today, I look forward to following up with this. And you had a great teleconference last night.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for showing up completely. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to tell you what that means. And I'm going to put you on mute. If you want to say something again, you know what to do. Press 1 on the keypad. Right. Okay. So let's say, wait a minute. Just tell me what you're talking about. This life is empty and meaningless. Life is simply what you make it. Life is neutral. Life is so neutral, it's so empty, that life needs you to give it meaning, to fill it up. Life of itself means nothing other than the meaning you give it. Love, unconditional love, is. What is love? How do you describe love? You can use all the words you know in a dictionary and wherever you download it from, but I tell you, the minute you start to define love, you limit what love is. So life of itself is empty and meaningless, waiting for you to fill it up with the God potential. And the meaning that it has is based on the meaning you give it. I know some of you disagree. I can hear it. 347-426-3346. Call in. It means nothing. What life means is simply what you say it means. It is your world. You give life the meaning that you think it is. So whatever you're going through and growing through, you have the choice, if you really want to talk about free will, you have a choice to declare, to name what you're going through. Now, I don't even know what the link is. But thinking of law of attraction, that's simply what it is. Where you put your attention, energy goes. When you focus on something, energy goes there. Law of attraction. So whatever definition you give life, the law of attraction, the universal laws will support you in making that a reality. Here's an example. Some of us have some beliefs that we're trying to let go of because we know it's not true anymore. We know the truth. But for whatever reason, we're still holding on to it. And sometimes people will come into our lives to reflect that belief that we're trying to let go of. Why are they coming to a life to reflect that? Because something about you still believes in that. But once you let go of that belief, you will have a new meaning. Every time you let go, you have a new meaning. You have a new understanding. Life itself is neutral. It's like a clay waiting to be molded by you, to be created into what you want it to be. God, as you, is saying, you can create anything that you want with your thoughts, with your feelings, with your actions, with your words. Let me go back to Celeste and see if she's still huffing and puffing or going, okay, I can kind of see it. Celeste, you don't have to see it my way now. I don't need you to see it my way. But if you do, that's fine. If you don't, that's even better.
You know what? Okay, this is so funny because you know I'm out and about, right? But when you were talking, what I saw before you came to me was a box of crayons, right? Mm. And what I saw was the pack when we were kids, like how we used to fight for it at school. Like we would have the small pack, I think there's like seven, and then you'd have the big old box. Rainbow colors all over. That's what we were fighting for. And what I saw in just those moments was, wow, so we really have the choice about what kind of colors we want to use. So I'm in agreement. You rock.
Thank you. Yes, I am the rock.
Yes. I'm done.
Thank you, Celeste. And on this rock, Spirit is building its church. Oh, I love you all. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Melly66, it's nice to see you. Welcome back, welcome back. And let's see what's going on in the chat room. Betty, how are you doing? Is everything all right over there? Are you all right? Betty? I can't hear you. I know you have lots to say. Are you doing something else while you should be doing the show? What's really going on? I'm calling you out right now. Betty's too quiet. When Betty's quiet, I get nervous. Ooh, I start looking behind, over my shoulders. No laughing out loud. You're busted, Betty. You were doing something you weren't supposed to be doing. You were supposed to just be... Okay, let me see what's going on in the channel. Let's see. I think I saw something where Tamara and Electra are ganging up on me. but I can take y'all on anytime. Oh, maybe she wasn't. Where is it? I saw something. Electra said, I agree with that too, Tamara. I think some things are a result of God not activated in a person's life or consciousness. So here we go. So you just answered, you disagreed with Tamara. Oh, I'm playing lovers, devil's advocate. What's the devil? You talk about devil is lived backwards. So yes, I'm taking this thought and flipping it so we can see from a different perspective. So yes, I'm being a devil's advocate. I can look at the devil and see the face of God, you know. So what is going on? What's wrong with me? Everything is wrong with me and everything is right with me. So go back to the chat room. If y'all can handle this energy, you know what to do, because I got to let it out or I'll explode. So Electra said, I think some things are a result of God not activated in a person's life. So there you go, Tamara. The reason why some things happen is because people don't activate the God energy within themselves. I rest my case. Ha! Now what? Bring it. 347-426-3346. I don't know what the heck is going on, but let me focus on the chat room. I think that will ground me a little bit. Oh, let's see. Melly said, can we live without other people's issues, or are they all about us? So confused. And clarify that for me. Let me see. Melly said, I think in the past I gave my power away and began to see other manifestation. I didn't care Let me read that again. I think in the past I gave my power away and began to see others' manifestations I didn't care for within my life. So she started to see things that were manifesting in her life she didn't care for. So here's the thing. Whoa, my switchboard is lit up. Okay. Ooh, they're coming hard. Great. I know how to get you guys to call in. I'm coming to the call. Betty's going to come up here talking about she ain't multitasking. I see you. Let's see. And I don't know if you're asking me a question, Melly, but it triggers something for me. Can we live within other... I guess you mean without. Can we live without other people's issues? Well, you can. Or not. But here's the thing. We need relationships. Relationship is how you get to know yourself. Without relationships, without other people, you won't know yourself. There will be no contrast. It's like saying, can you see who you are, how you're dressed, if what you're wearing matches or not, without a mirror? Without something or someone reflecting back to you, you can't see yourself. I was going to say you can't see yourself fully, but yeah, no, you can't see yourself. I'm going to leave it as that. And I saw something from Nahali. Nahali said, actually makes perfect sense. I think, yes, I got Nahali on my side. She's on my side. What are you talking about? There's no side, life coach, Ade. You're tripping today. She said, it's all relative and we give meaning to everything in our lives. Work, family, life, experiences. It's all about our attitude. Indeed. So when you have... when you have a great attitude, it's easy for you to be in gratitude because you have a great attitude. And that's why something can happen. When I talk about life is empty and meaningless, something can happen to you and it's so devastating. But through your spiritual growth and transformation, you can turn that around. You can see differently. You can switch your perspective. And then you say, then you give that same scenario, that same experience, a different meaning. Because life itself is neutral. Ooh, let's go to Betty. Okay, y'all back me up. You know Betty don't play now. All right, hold on, let me drink some water. Wait. Let me drink some water. Okay, I can do this. What is wrong with me today? I don't know what the heck is going on. All right, Betty. Don't hit me too hard. Okay.
Please don't hit me. I'm not going to hit you too hard.
Okay. Too hard.
How dare
okay.
you call me I'm out listening. On the radio?
Okay. So what were you doing? Tell us what you were doing.
Something.
I knew I called you out. You can't hide from me.
I was doing something. That's good enough.
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with the radio.
Everything has something to do with the radio. It's in my brain.
Of course.
It's in my... Yeah.
Please, rescue me from myself.
Everything. Well, you know what? I'm so amazed all the time, and I say this in the best possible humorous or whatever way, you know, that it's hard for us sometimes to really, really conceive the idea that we and God are one and that he really wants nothing from us but to experience who we are, experience being him through our bodies, experience knowing you can have anything because if you're one with him, that's possible. It's hard for us to really believe, to conceive that we truly do create everything that happens in our lives, good or bad. Mm-hmm. No matter how bad it is, no matter how good it is, it's hard for us to believe that God do not care what you do with your life, because for him, this is a game. It's like, as I was telling you the other day, imagine, you know, we all have played Monopoly at least 20 times in our lives. And each time we open that game, we sit down as if we've never played it before. And we're always strategizing what we're going to do next every single time we play that game. And that's our lives. That's every time we come back to this earth, it's like pulling out that game board and saying, okay, let me see how I want to play it this time. It's hard for us to believe when God says, don't take things seriously, folks, because it's an illusion, everything you see. If you want to have this pull and tussle and go on and kick yourself and trying to figure out life, and then God says, by all means, do so, because once again, that's part of your experience. But, you know, it's just really hard for us to surrender to that idea, mm-hmm. that everything we're saying is part of the illusion. Everything, mm-hmm. you know. I went on my spiritual journey. As I tell people, the day I was born, I realized that now, that the day you're born, you step foot into your spiritual journey. The day you were born, you start on your spiritual path, and you never, ever get off it. The illusion is you've lost your way. The illusion is I've gotten off the path. The illusion is I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, and we can go on and on and on. And I smile at people, and I even have to sometimes smile at myself and say, my, I have no idea why my soul is choosing for me to take this journey, but I know it never takes me on something I can't deal with or it's not for my spiritual growth. And if I don't get it, there's another lifetime. So we really, really, if there's one thing you want to surrender to, and I tell people the hardest thing you're going to ever have to do in your life is to stand in the mirror and say, for one moment, for one moment of time, I am going to literally put aside everything I ever thought I knew about anything. And relook at things and have the spirit reteach me things. For one moment, let your spirit become the teacher and put aside what you've read in books. Put aside what their preacher told you. Put aside everything. And I tell people this is harder than you think because you're going to want to fight with yourself. But just take a moment and do that. And I did that 20-something odd years ago. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do because I had to put aside what my mother told me, what the church told me, what some wonderful life person told me in some book. And I had to put everything aside and said, okay, I'm going to surrender to God. Now you tell me. I've heard from everybody else. I've heard from every book, every movie, every preacher, every everything. So I'm about to put all that to the side. I'm not going to throw it away. I'm not going to throw away. I'm just going to put it to the side. And now I'm going to ask you directly. I'm going to surrender and trust that the same way you've answered and talked to all these folks, mm-hmm. you will talk to me. And then tell me. And then once I get my answer from you directly, then I go back to my treasure chest of ideas and ideologies and everything and take what serves me and toss away what don't. But I would just like to say that, you know, I smile because I can only imagine God sitting back smiling and saying, my poor, poor children, who are me, who you and I are one, you're just a faucet of who I am. If you and I are one, there is nothing you can do, be, or whatever that's going to displease me. Please do not tag human emotions onto me. Please do not tag those ideas onto me. I'm beyond that. I'm much more beyond that than you can ever fathom. In fact, I don't even want you to think about what I am. I just want you to surrender, trust me, with this. And ever since I surrendered, and I tell you, this is where life coaches come in, and psychics and anybody else who read cards, like, you know, Celeste, whatever. I think God put these wonderful people in place to help us to surrender. Because there was something that I've read a long time ago. If you believe that there are other galaxies in the universe and other planets and other people who are also living, I mean, not of the Earth realm, then it has been said that when you choose to come down here and play this game called life, you've chosen to come to the most difficult place you can do it of all the galaxy. And this is why people don't understand their true power or how great they are, because you have chosen to forget and come to the most difficult planet to come to remember and learn who you are. It's almost like you're saying, I've been there, done that, I want the easy, I want to get, boom, bam, get it over with. And so I smile when we go all around and around in circles and trying to figure out who God is and what he is to us. But just for one moment, look in the mirror and say, you know what, if I'm God and he's me and he's experiencing himself through me as a poor black woman whose computer keep going out, then I'm going to I'm about to surrender.
That is funny on so many levels.
Yeah, I'll surrender that he's going to send me a new one if I put it out there. And I know, you know, there is nothing that we want that we can't have. But if it's in your belief system, and I don't care if it's just a spark in your belief system, I don't care if it's just a tiny drop, if there's one tiny iota that says, I cannot have everything I want, that I am not one with God, that I'm not this and that, then I say to these people, then quit complaining. Deal with everything the way you deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you believe you will experience. I don't deny your hardships. I don't deny none of the things you say you experience. But I ask people when they sit in front of me and they say, oh, I can't do this. I can't have a job. I can't do here. I can't do that. I'm fighting. I'm fighting. I'm rushing. And my question to them is, do you believe that? Because if you believe that, Spirit says that's your free will, and we cannot fight against that. So in even order for your spirit to help you, you got to change that belief system. And so if you believe that you and God are separate and that, you know, there's this whole ritual that you got to go to get what you want, then I say you will continue. And there's nothing anyone's going to do to change that, but maybe life coaches and psychics and everything can sort of help you transition through it. But I, you know, but anyway, that's my two cents. And
that's your two
and
cents.
One of my computers went out, so I'm not even in a chat room anymore because my.
That's what happens when you put your focus on something else. Computer says she's not focused. I'm out of here, baby.
My poor computer's breaking down. God and me, give me a new one.
And so it is. God said it's done. Thanks, buddy.
That's what you keep calling me out.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach, AdeoLifeConversationsRadio.com. Celeste, let me know if you still want to say something because you still have your hand up. Glenda, did you change your mind or you still want to share your thoughts or have a question? We're talking about spiritual surrender. You know, someone put in the chat room, it's a personal walk. It is indeed. It is that. You know, it is simply that. The degree to which you allow yourself to surrender to what you're going through and growing through is determined by your level of spirituality, your mature level of spirituality, your understanding of who and what God is. If you think, even if, and I'll take this one step further, because for me, I really get that wherever you are is where you are. If you think you're separate from God, and you can still develop or cultivate a trust in that God that you think you're separated from, yeah, you may have some pain here and there, but if you have that trust that I'm separate from God, I just can't get with what Betty's saying, we're one. But if you have a trust in that God that you think you're separated from, then you can just say, God, have it. It's on you. It's on you. According to your faith, it is done unto you. Before I take a call, I'm coming to you, Celeste and then Glenda. I saw something in here, just something to Melly here. Melly said, where is it? Right here. And yes, Tamara, stop talking too fast. Something that Tamara said in chat room. Melly said, I was feeling all sorts of goodness. And then suddenly I got a phone call from a person who's always making things seem like crap. I was on top of the world and they called. Well, if they make things feel like crap, that doesn't mean you're going to jump in the crap with them. You can say, oh, I know who this person is. This is the person that always makes things seem like crap. I know who you are, but guess what? I love the smell of flowers, so you can have your crap and deal with it. And when your crap hits the fan, thank you, that's the word I could have used instead of the other one. When your crap hits the fan, you will experience the shift. Now, if you're now depressed and feeling heavy and upset or whatever, you have a negative feeling about the person who makes things feel like crap, that lets you know there's something about you that believes in that crap consciousness that they bring into your world. So why are you feeling crappy with this person that makes things feel crap or crappy? You can just love yourself like, oh, look at me joining with this person. I know who they are, but why am I joining with them? Okay, it is what it is. I release and let go. What's the lesson? And then you can find yourself in that place. That's the place that is different from being crappy, but happy. Let's go to Celeste. All is well. When you see your life through the eyes of God, even if you can't, if there's no meaning or reason for it, you just know love is all there is. Celeste, what say
yes.
you?
Yes, I have to steal from Betty, because when you read that, I just saw I just saw color that person a healing angel and say thank you. Because when you are connecting with somebody's stuff, and trust me, I come all out with my stuff. I connected with somebody's energy, felt bad about it, pulled away, and then came back because I remembered that I loved them. So there's a string between the two of you. It's so much fun. And imagine the love if they can really, really shift where you're at. So get your power back. Right. I just had to do it. I don't speak it without saying it. I mean, without doing it. But get your power back, boo-boo. I'm done.
Thank you, Philip. Let's go to Glenda. Hey, Glenda, how are you?
I'm good, Ade. How are you?
I am in love with love.
That is awesome. Now, I had so many things that I wanted to say, and I refrained from writing anything down. I really got into what Betty was saying, you know, when she talked about, you know, that there's people on other parts of the universe, and if we're here, we pick the most difficult one. I'm like, okay. But what came to mind, what I'm going to settle with is you were talking about how we're empty, you know, life is nothing.
Life is empty and meaningless.
I was going to say we were empty vessels, but that was my interpretation. So life is empty and meaningless. And I had all of this thought behind that because I see that. I'm having this this moment now where I'm thinking about when I was about 4 or 5, in terms of what God was, that was all very structured and dictated to me. And it was required that I went to Sunday school, and me being the good student that I am, you know, kept raising my hand and answering the questions. And you know, I do recall there was one time that I started asking so many questions that they didn't want to answer me anymore, so I decided I didn't want to go anymore. But the point that I'm making is that I'm just beholding, really, look at where we are right now in this moment. And I'm saying for myself that I came from being 5 years old in the Pentecostal church and being told that God is a judgmental God, an angry God, you know, you better repent or you're going to hell, to this very moment where I realized, wait a minute, I am God and God is me, and I get to choose, and that what this whole thing is about is that my thoughts, you know, depending on what I think, that is the reality, that is the life that I carve out for myself so I could change it at any time. That's mm-hmm. really an awesome progression, and mm-hmm. I think I'm going to finish with something that I did hear over and over from that time in the church, is that Jesus saying, and I'm paraphrasing, even these things that I do.
I knew you were going to say it. I felt it. Go ahead.
Even greater things you shall do. And that's where we are. I absolutely get it. Whether you are conscious about your thoughts or unconscious about your thoughts, we are in a thinking, creative process all of the time, and we are creating exactly what we're seeing, whether we call it good, whether we call it bad. The person that decides to murder 20 people, well, that person allowed those thoughts to transmit through them, to create them, and went out and did it. Now, is it atrocious? Is it scary? Certainly. However, that person could have chose to think something else. Something else could have been occurring. And then it's up to us, we who are here, depending upon what octave or level that we are vibrating to in this spiritual process, how we are going to interpret it. Are we going to go for the love, for the forgiveness, for the higher octaves of that experience, and I relate that to the chakras again. Are we gonna transmit and think from the higher level chakras, or are we gonna stay bound to the lower level ones? Because it all relates. This is what it all means. And see, I didn't call the last few minutes of the show. I'm done.
I love you too, sweetie.
Have a good day.
Bye. I love it. Yes. You can shut me up sometimes, too. I love it. It's okay to live in the past, Glenda. Well, for those of you who don't know what Glenda was saying, yesterday she called and I said, you always wait till the last minute to call in. And she said, I was listening. So today she had just like, pow. Oh, I felt that one. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The house where everything is calm and quiet. We're kind of chilled over here. We don't get too excited. We don't get passionate about truth. We just share it humbly and trust that you will apply in your world, because we don't like to get too excited. Who is this talking? Get him out of here. The number is 347-426-3346. Glenda said the person that got murdered, they thought that thought, and that's why that happened. Oh, my God. 347-426. 3346. I want to read something to you, because you know the whole thing about surrender is, as I said at the beginning of the show, it's not about defeat, it's not about resignation, it's not about giving up. It is surrendering to your spiritual powers. It's all about awareness, it's all about understanding where you are. This is something I tell everybody, my friends, my clients, whoever I'm working with. Where you are, no, actually, let me tell you this. I have to tell myself that most of the time. Where you are is where you are. Because, ooh, I could sure put myself up. I'll have myself against the wall saying, now what? How you going to deal with this? I'm like, okay, where I'm at is where I'm at, okay? It's okay, you can let me go now. But the truth is, we are an extension of God. We are an extension of life, of the universe. I knew when Glenda was talking, I just felt she was going to quote that scripture. Now, regardless if you're a Christian or not, I see Jesus as one of the greatest master teachers, and some people want to debate if he was alive or not. I'm not interested in that. I'm just interested in the truth. He said, the things I do, you can do also. So let's just stop right there. In the words of Steve Harvey, stop right there. The things I do, I can do also. There are those of us that we believe in Jesus, we love Jesus, but Jesus that we believe in, that we say is all powerful, said, guess what? Relax. Don't get excited about what I'm doing. I'm walking on water. Big deal. Come on now. Calm down. I'm raising the dead. Oh, it's okay. I'm healing the sick. Man, you can do the same thing. Chill out. Like Jesus said, get this. Get this. Come here. Come here. Come close. Even greater things than this shall ye do. So when a baby is born as a woman, as a girl, and then later on in life, through medical technology, this baby that was a daughter is now a son. Greater things than this shall you do. Now, there are those that think Jesus is God. So let's stay with that for a minute. If God, how you see God, said, greater things than this shall you do, and now somebody who started off life as a girl is now a man with beard dancing with the stars, what's the problem? Well, you know, God doesn't like it. Well, God said, your God, Jesus said, greater things than this shall you do. Oh, Lord, I am ruffling some feathers, but it's okay, because truth needs no defense. 347-426-3346. Let me give you some dose of sacred yes when we talk about surrender. And then we're going to take a break, and then we'll see what happens when we do that. But in this moment, the number is 347-426-3346. Kamau, my brother, it's so nice to see you. So, so nice to see you. Who else is new in the chat room? I don't know. I don't see. I'm on a roll right now. So I can't go back to the chat room. Stop it. Read. So here's something on spiritual powers. That's what it's really about, because it's about your relationship with the divine, with God, with Source, Buddha, Allah, whatever name you want to call it. It really doesn't matter. Even if you're an atheist, it really doesn't matter. Because love is love is love is love, like Betty would say. Love don't care what you do. Love just loves you in spite of yourself. And when we're talking about the you doesn't care, it's this love that sees, it's this you that see yourself as a physical being only. But when you remember that you're so much more than what you see in the mirror, that you're so much more than this entity sitting in front of a computer or listening on the phone or thinking this thought, that you're so much more than your thoughts. That even when you say, wow, I got it, that makes sense, there's so much more. Here we go. Sacred yes. Spiritual power is cultivated, not created. Your spiritual powers are the natural byproduct of your living the life of spirit. I can stop right there. Your spiritual powers are the natural byproduct of living the life of spirit. Their presence is automatic, part of the very process of divine unfoldment. Divine unfoldment. When you understand this, you will not work so hard to improving yourself and will place more emphasis on merely being yourself, being true to yourself, authentic self, living from the inside out. I continue. Placing emphasis on something and working at it are two entirely different things. As long as you are working at something, you are still in a doing mode. I'm working on myself. I'm trying to be spiritual. You're in a doing mode. Give it up. As long as you are working at something, you're still in a doing mode, which by default is a mindset of control. You want to control what you must do to become a powerful spiritual being who is above human control. It's not about control. It's not about control. It's not about working at being spiritual. It's not about working about being grounded. It's really about being. How do you step into that place? How do you shift? How do you change your mindset to being rather than doing? You recognize that you're one with the one through forgiveness, something Tamara said I want to go to before I take a break, and then I'll come to you, Betty. You won't forget what you're going to say. I know you won't. This whole thing about, you know, how do I be? When you can allow yourself to become still, Betty said earlier, just allow yourself to just get rid of everything for a moment. Everything you know, everything that you believe, just move that to the side and just sit still and see what comes up. When you remember that you're so much more than this, I am more than this, then you can show up as who you are. I'm going to go something. I wasn't planning to read this, but I'm going to go and read this. I've shared this many times because I think you can never say this enough. Talking about being yourself rather than doing yourself. Ooh, that don't sound too good. Whatever rocks your world. Here we go. Let me keep reading before I dig myself into a hole here. Here's a quote from Sacred Yes. The struggle for freedom is really just a demand to be authentic. The struggle for freedom is really just a demand to be authentic. That's what it's about. Authenticity is about being yourself, not doing yourself, not working at yourself. Authenticity is showing up as you are, with all the good, the bad, the ugly, and say, yep, this is my story. I want to read what Tamara said earlier that I saw. Let's see. She said, I think when, I guess, what really, oh, okay, Tamara, help me out here. You said, I think when really hard, oh, okay, when hard things happen, I'm going to just tweak it so it can make sense to me. Where she thinks when hard things happen to people in childhood, it can take decades of healing and help to discover who they truly are, to love themselves and know they are God. As children, we are victims sometimes. As adults, we learn to have our true self. True, things happen as children. Things happen as adults. But ultimately, unless you look at what happened, unless you make the choice to look at your life from a spiritual perspective as an adult, you might still be calling yourself a victim. And I'm not just talking to Tamara here. I'm talking generally here. I'm talking to us, all of us that are united in spirit, all the us's that are listening. So things happen. It's a way of life. This physical planet, the vibration is very slow. There's pain, there's suffering, there's grief. But spiritual growth and transformation, cultivating a loving relationship with love, is you get to see what happened through the eyes of love. Here's the thing. You can choose not to see what happened to you or somebody that you know through the eyes of love and say they're going to go to hell. They're just a horrible person. They're evil. You can choose to do that. But guess what? Every time you hold that thought, you create more of what you disagree with, more of what you don't like. So you, in your anger and your revenge, and whatever you want to call it, justification of what happened that was wrong or bad, holding on to that, you create more of it. So now you become part of something that happened that was terrible and horrible. That's why you need to do your own healing, you need to do your own forgiveness process. Take time to meditate, to reflect and contemplate and pray and recognize and really ask, God, I'm having issues releasing this. I don't know. I know the spiritual truth, but this one, I just can't do it. I need your help. I surrender. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I can surrender to that God. You're going to have to show me something. And when you wait on the Lord, that's it. That's what I was going to say. When you wait on the Lord, as I said earlier, as a waiter in a restaurant that comes to you with a pen and paper and waits on you, say, what? Whatever, I'm listening to you. When you wait on the Lord, when you wait on the law of life to speak to you, you will hear. You will listen. It's all about cultivating a relationship with God. And whatever your relationship is with God, that's what it is. But the more you mature spiritually, the easier it is for you to let go. The easier it is for you to release. And you say, no more struggles, no more strife. With my faith, I see the light. I am free in the spirit. You know why I'm so free in the spirit? Because I'm here for God and God only. Ha ha.
There was a time in my life I thought I had to do it all for myself. I didn't know the grace of God was sufficient, and I didn't know the love of God was at hand. But now I can say, if you are discouraged, struggling just to make it through another day, you got to let it go. Let it all go. And this is what you have to say. Say, I release it and I let go.
When you recognize, when you remember, when you declare, when you affirm that you are only here for God, all you focus on is God. You see God. You choose to see God. You choose to see God. Ricky, that's not Ricky. That's Nikki. Nikki Harris with the Agape Choir. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to agapelive.com. 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 is where you can find out all about the great work they're doing to transform this planet called Earth. So we come to this planet, which is the hardest planet to be on. Then when you finish doing your work, when you remember that you're only here for God, ooh, there'll be non-physical beings running to be on planet Earth. They'll be like, whoa, wait a minute, I want to go to Earth. I heard it's very delicious. And it is. And then they come here, they say, well, things are a bit slow on this side. And Abraham from Abraham Hicks will be like, well, things are a little bit difficult than we thought. Things are easy in the non-physical realm. And all you got to do is be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yeah. Abraham got it easy. Go on, Betty. I know you haven't forgotten what you want to say, so you're alive.
Yeah,
well, make something up. Make something up. This is radio. This is what we do. Make it up.
Okay, this is what I want to say, you know, about surrendering. You know, surrendering this whole thing, it's not a difficult thing to do. It doesn't have to be. Let me put it this way.
Okay. All right.
Don't make me go
just
there.
Checking.
Okay, I'm going to have to pull a Celeste on you.
Pull a Celeste on me because you said it's not. No, I just talking for me. But go ahead.
Okay. But when I was doing my, I want you to wrap your head around this.
Okay.
You know, when I was doing my spiritual studies and this and that, I have learned something that was fascinating to me. You know, when we sleep each night, our soul has a little powwow with God or with our guides and so forth and so on. And each night you're actually soulfully given choices. Do you want to continue this route that you're on right now? Do you want to continue with the health issue? Do you want to continue with the way your life is heading at this particular moment? Now, you have a choice, you know, in this state that you're not even aware you're having this powwow, to shift and change any way you want. But you have to understand, your soul says, no, I don't want to change. I don't want to shift. This is for my growth. This is for my experience. This is for my progression. So if you can believe, if you can tell yourself every time opposition happens, something happens that, excuse me, throw you off your game, if you can say to yourself at those moments, I'm always where I'm supposed to be, that my soul would never lead me where it did not want to go. I might not be aware of it, but that's now what I'm asking to be, aware of a gift, aware of whatever it is I'm supposed to get out of this situation, because I'm never dropped off. I'm never put in a situation where I'm supposed to be, not supposed to be. I'm never not in control. Unconsciously, I just think I am. Going back to the quote, you know, that Glenda brought up earlier, I once heard a sage say, you know, Jesus meant that not in a metaphysical way, a metaphorical way. He meant that literally. You can do as I do, but the reason you don't is because you don't believe it. If he was to stand in front of you and you were to walk up to him like he was all-knowing, he'd probably look at you and say, what are you talking about? We all inhibit a body, our soul, and each soul. God did not put souls in categories. He did not say, you're smarter than this soul, and this soul is lighter than this soul, and this soul is more advanced than that one. We're all the same. And we all have the same inherited knowledge, wisdom, devotion, love. We're all Buddhas. We're all everything. But on this spiritual journey, you know, we've come to this earth because there are challenges here to help us progress faster. These obstacles are put in place to help us progress faster. Other than that, you can say, my next time around, I'm going to go to another planet. I don't want to come back to Earth anymore. That school's a little too rough for me. But the thing is, what I do when I surrender, And we easily surrender to good things. It's when we get into those moments where we can't figure out our health issue, or we can't figure out our finances, or our spirituality, that we get stuck. And one thing I would like to say is that, you know, this vibration that you were just talking about, I'm glad you brought that part up, Ade, and made me wait. Because I don't want to say this. The law of attraction says, look, and your guides and your angels says, look. You got to be, you know, be aware of the undertone feeling you put out for anything you want. Because despite the fact that we love you and we want you to do this, we can't balk this law, this universal law that says what you are feeling and what the underlying tone you're putting behind it is exactly what you're going to get. So if anybody's out there looking to become more quote-unquote spiritual, and the underlying feeling is out of desperation, out of I'm tired, out of I'm frustrated, out of there's got to be a better way in life, the law of attraction says, I'm sorry, I can only bring you more confusion. Because your feeling behind it is not one of positiveness. It's out of desperation. It's out of exasperation. It's out of I'm tired. It's out of I'm frustrated. It's out of what is the world doing? So I tell people, you got to surrender those ideas out of your head and just say, I'm always where I'm supposed to be.
Indeed.
And the solution is always there. Mm-hmm. And my spirit, my God, just help me be aware of this. The reason I'm upset or I'm afraid is because I'm not aware of it. I'm not aware of the gift. So don't say, God, take this away from me. because your spirit's going to go, not. We have to do this. Instead, say, help me be aware of the gift that's in it so that now I can shift the vibration and bring to me the exact thing that I want. So I just want to say that one easy way to surrender is always when that moment happens, when things get crazy, just start saying the affirmation to yourself. I'm always where I'm supposed to be. I'm never dropped off where I'm not supposed to be. And if I'm here, there's a reason, and now I have to shift my perspective and perception on the situation so I can get through it. And that, to me, that's surrendering. It's surrendering to that perceived idea of what you think is happening against you and switching it around to see what is happening for you, no matter how bad it is.
That's why I love you, girl. That's why we're working together. You're deep. You're deeper than the ocean. Thanks,
I'm
Betty.
Deeper than the ocean. No.
You said, I am the ocean. I hear that.
I am.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, darling. We're getting ready to release the show. You listen to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Something Betty said that I see it differently. I do believe that there are different soul levels, and it doesn't make one better than the other. But that's a whole other conversation. I guess we'll do that on a spiritual tag team show, maybe. We'll do that another time. That could take another hour to even go down there. But I really believe that on a soul level, there are different levels of consciousness, different levels of soul maturity. And sometimes you can see the young souls, how they act. And on a lighter note, because I am browsing through, I'm just making sure I cover all bases, I messed around and went on Facebook and saw something Tamara just put on her wall about 10 minutes ago. I tried so hard not to laugh out loud. I think I did good because I don't think you guys heard me laughing. Maybe you did. But I'm not going to read it out. If you're friends with Tamara, you go to her page and see what you put on the air. It's funny. So anyway, one last one I want to read to you before we release the show with a song. I'm here Monday to Thursdays, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to follow the show, like the page. See, Betty talks to me through private chat, so she's threatening me right now. Ooh, I'm scared. Come on, take me on. I'm one with God. Let's see what you can do, Missy. Well, what was I saying? Yeah, don't forget to like the page and follow the Life Conversations Radio so you can get regular updates and share it with your friends, your family, your coworkers. And by tweeting, texting, whatever you do, talk to people about it. Tell people on the street, listen to the show. Listen to this radio network because, really, they ask you why. Just tell them, it's the bomb. When you get there, you know why. Electra said, I don't even read the topics. I don't care what you're talking about. I come there because I know it's going to help me. So that's good enough.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Man, come on, think about it. How many books have Mark Victor Hansen written? What kind of change is he creating in the world? He said, we host the best show on the planet. Now, come to think about it, how many people has he told that to? How many radio stations has he done that for? Now, I think it's just us.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
That's right. It is so because I say so. We host the best shows in the planet. I love Oprah, but Oprah Network don't even have nothing on us. Hay House don't have nothing on us. Contact Talk Radio got nothing on us. What's those other places? Whatever radio station that you're listening to, they got nothing on us because this is where it's happening. Okay, here's something to help you in your journey of spiritual surrender. Oh, wow. I don't know, but I love it. Oh, wow. Here we go. Let me be the reference point for your life. Not me, Life Coach Ade. Me is God, okay? My head is not that big. I don't do stuff like that. But I am God, so maybe it's me. Here we go. Something to support you as you walk this journey of life. Let me be the reference point for your life. From the sacred yes. When the focus of your attention moves from external circumstances to an inner awareness, then I become the focal point. as well as the reference point for your life. What others are doing, have done, or will do ceases to have an influence over you. It ceases to even have any intrigue. You maintain a quiet acceptance of the world as it is without trying to rob people of the timing of their own unfoldment. Where most of you make a mistake is in believing that the people, places, and things around you must change in order for you to express your highest and spiritual self. However, this is not the case. You are free at every moment to choose the crowd or to choose me, me meaning God. You are free at every moment to choose the crowd or to choose me, God. Which do you choose? That's the question. Which do you choose? And you're free to choose whichever one works for you. But whatever you choose is whatever you choose. Oh, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I am so grateful. Thank you for walking this path, this journey with me. You just don't even know. Well, if you try and think about it, you won't know. But just sit still one day and just think, how much does Life Coach Ade appreciate me? I appreciate you beyond words. I am so, so grateful for you, for your support, sharing the show, coming back and listening, and just doing everything you do, from calling in your questions. Your questions helps me to go deeper, and your energy helps me to go deeper, and the things that I share, I get to apply in my world, because sometimes I hear some things that come out my mouth, and I'm like, woo, I should try that. Betty said, let's see. Okay, no, that's a personal message for me. It wasn't to read it out. So here's something I want to leave you with, song. And I also want to tell you, don't wait till Friday to say TGIF. You can say TGIF right now. TGIF, thank God I'm free. You are free to be you. You're free to have your belief. You're free to worship how you choose. You're free to do what you want to do, because God, as unconditional love, is going to love you anyway. So make sure you listen to the shows over again. Download them and all that good stuff. And what am I looking for? Okay, so here we are. Let's see. I'm going to leave you with this special song. Let it speak to you. Let it minister to you. Let it talk to you. Where are we? If I can find it. I know where it is. I know it's hard for you guys to understand, maybe. If you host a show on Blog Talk Radio, you would know what I'm talking about. We have this studio. Let me give you a visual. Let me be your eyes. And all the things are in alphabetical order. So you have to scroll up and down to find it. And I have all kind of stuff in my studio. But it's time to release the show. Be the change you want to see. Know that all is truly well. You're right exactly where you need to be. Right where you need to be. Nothing is wrong with you. Nothing needs to be fixed. You're perfect. You are whole. You are complete. This is Charles Holt. The song is Tapping. And it's the Agape Choir once again. If you want to find out more about them, agapelive.com. I'll be back on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be love, be still, and be well, because you're here to love. Peace and blessings.
You are tapping on my head. Is there something that I didn't do right? Something that I need to know? Something that I need to write. You are tapping in the nighttime. You're tapping all day long. Maybe you just want to see some. Do you just want me? Mm-hmm. what is the plan? Tell me how to heal my mind. Tell me how to walk this land. You are tapping in the nighttime. You're tapping all day long. Maybe I am the song of freedom. Am I the voice of so many men and women and children who love one another? Men and women and children who sing for the river's men. Women and children who sing for the mountain men. Women and children who sing for the hungry men. Women and children who sing for the dying men. Women and children who care for all people. Men, women and children, I sing for all people. I sing for all people.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.